On the left side of this, we have the rate of change with respect to time of mass times velocity, which is momentum. And I think you can see that fairly easily. On the right side, the net downward force. Well, there's two forces acting. One is there's a weight and gravity, or a mass and gravity pulling it down, and there's a spring constant K that wants to pull it back up. And in fact, Hooke's law, it's K times the distance moved, and the distance the spring has been stretched is L plus Y.